From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The U.S.-led coalition says an airstrike hit an Islamic State cash collection point this week near Mosul that destroyed money that the jihadists were using to pay their fighters. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and six allied defense ministers agreed in Paris Wednesday to step up their military campaign against the Islamic State. Carter said they all agree to do more, noting that the focus is on retaking key cities under Islamic State control. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition there to begin talking to each other. It is the second time the Security Council has sent someone to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is a part of the delegation.
Things have gotten a lot worse just even in the last few weeks in terms of the economic situation as well as in terms of killings. And so our main message to him is going to be, you know, at what point are you going to start to accept the appeals of the international community?
The violence was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people. This is VOA News.